I can sort of make a start. Not too many here tonight, just two missing. Any apologies? Declarations of interest?
Apologies.
Okay, thank you, John. Any declarations of interest?
None from officers.
No. Okay, item number three then is the action sheet from the last committee meeting on 21st of October. So, if you want to have a wee look through it, if you haven't already, if there's any matters arising. Councillor Trina?
Thanks very much, Chair. No, it's just that, thinking back to previously, we had been having a discussion with regards to sports capital funding in the last term, and three organisations had been able to avail of it. And the committee at that point in time had asked that the LSC be held to decide and wait to see if there was any underspend throughout the year with regards to that funding. I'm just wondering, has there been any underspend found to date for those three projects that we had shelved?
Chair, I'm just that's under the financial assistance item, I presume. So you're talking about the sports capital financial assistance, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Janine, you'll maybe check.
Yes, Chair. We did not go out for call three for capital projects, as the committee are aware. So there is an underspend within community capital, which can be transferred over to the successful applicants if the committee so wish.
I'm just wondering, does it need a proposer or a second, or if the Collette even agreed to at a previous meeting? Does that be the case?
Sure. Just from our point of view, if we're going to issue the letters, we would be coming back here with a report next month to ask for permission to go out and issue the letters. So if you want to speed it up and decide that now, that's fine, or we can bring it back next month in the report.
Right, anyway. Second, what value are we having?
There were three applications within sports capital totaling around £280,000. So, and there was an original budget of £550,000 with community capital. I don't have the exact figures, but I could almost guess that there would be enough to cover the three successful applicants.
Okay, thank you. Pleasure.
Yeah, just in relation to number 16, the square of Strabber. Just a bit of an update on that.
Just for the table.
Yeah.
Say
for the table.
Mark. Don't need it. Didn't have to go
to committee. It was in committee, yeah.
Okay. You want me to take it later in the meeting then?
Yeah,
in committee then?
Yeah.
Mark.
Come back.
Okay, we'll take the item raised by Councillor Rann in committee with the other committee items then at the end. Okay, Councillor Murray.
Yeah, just in terms of Mullaban Community Centre lease, and if I remember that it's to the end of the year, and if no agreement was reached, the lease wasn't to be renewed. Is there any update on how legal proceedings are going on that?
Yes, through the chair, our contractors on site, so the works the council have agreed to carry out are ongoing. And the last update we had from legal, is it in committee?
Yeah. Isn't it?
From the last meeting.
Yeah.
Have to wait for the end for that one.
Okay, we think that'll be the end of committee as well. Positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Councillors, then we just need a proposal set of the action sheet. Yeah, proposed yet? Okay. Okay, item number four then is the DFORA update report. Janine?
Yes, Chair, it's our monthly update from the DEA, letting you know what we've been up to, and also looking approval for all of the action sheets attached to the report.
Okay. Proposed, Chair, Councillor Gibbons. Any matters arising? Nope. Okay. Item number five then is the ORNI Community Trails Legal Agreement and Ongoing Maintenance Costs. And that's Paul.
Thank you, Chair. Members will recall Council previously agreed a service level agreement in 2018 with Outdoor Recreation NI to identify, develop business cases and also access and other legal agreements and also to seek external funding for the likes of forest for community trails for the Council. Those key projects were Drumcara Forest, Tenadara, Quarry Wood and Seaford Forest. Funding opportunities, so those works have been completed. Funding opportunities for these projects have arisen. And in order to comply with the terms and conditions of the funders, Council is required to enter into a legal agreement and for that to be in place with the likes of Forest Service and landowners. So as a result of that, we're asking Council to approve the entering into a legal agreement for a period of 20 years for, I suppose, those four projects, Drumcara, Tenadara, Quarry Wood, and Seaford.
Okay, Councillor Murray.
Yep, I'm happy to propose, Chair. I remember about 6 or 9 months ago before I left and then came back again, there was funding available. Is this the same funding or is this different funding? Because I know the previous funding had sort of fallen through. So we're just wondering where we're at. And also just where we are with Orney and service level agreements as well, because it does seem to be a fairly fruitful relationship in securing these things, and it's one that I'm just wondering if there's any feedback from council officers on that relationship. Thank you.
Through the Chair, my understanding is that the previous projects maybe had fallen, that was previous financial year, so technically they're the same projects, but further developed up. We have planning permissions now for these projects. And so it's a new funding year and new proposals. Council have entered into a service level agreement, which was agreed from memory in June 2019 for this financial year with Outdoor Recreation NI looking at developing up further projects in and around the DEA fora and areas, and so they're still working at those and also progressing these.
I mean, yeah, just as I say, just obviously sleep crews really benefited, and I'm sure other DAs would like to benefit from the same projects and the same trails because they're a fantastic resource to have for the people. Thank you.
Okay, seconder for that? Seconder, Councillor McAvoy, thank you. Item number 6 then is regarding the Cookies Player Park. Let's call it again.
Thank you, Chair. Members previously approved the Council's play strategy back in February 2017, this Caliph project was within that strategy. So this is pretty much, I suppose, getting approval to move to the next stage of the consultation process. You'll see the designs for this project are attached, and we're asking Council to agree to the commencement of that design consultation and capital works and to spend the $119,995 in relation to building Caliph Play Park.
Okay, Councillor Traynor.
Happy to post her and glad to see that it's progressing on schedule, I suppose, at this stage, as per the play strategy.
Okay, I need a seconder. Councillor O'Hare. Thank you. Okay, then, item number 7 is the autism friendly swim sessions for Nearly Cookie Leisure Centres and Tropicana, Newcastle.
Thank you, Chair. Members will agree previously in Down Leisure Centre, it was a pilot session was approved back in April 2019 to progress with autism-friendly sessions in Downpatrick Leisure Centre. This was subsequently approved on a permanent basis In August 2019, at that stage, there was calls from members in terms of introducing the likes of autism centres throughout the council area in terms of Nearly Leisure Centre and Kilkeel at that time. So officers have been away, we have looked at this, and I suppose we're proposing from the 1st of April 2020 that we introduce autism-friendly sessions in Nearly Leisure Centre, Kilkeel Leisure Centre, and also on a seasonal basis in the likes of Tropicana moving forward. And as per the report, the times are outlined in the report.
Thanks, Paul. I'm delighted to do that because I know for an area I'd asked for that meeting. Councillor Dorn.
Yeah, I've read it as well. I'm just concerned about the times, Paul. And Kim is 3:45 to 4:30 on a Monday. The school doesn't finish at 3:15. With a lot of kids who haven't gone until Warren Point to St Mark's, they wouldn't be home in time. You know, I think we need to look at them times again. It's no good having it if the kids can't go to it, you know. So we've got to look at them times again.
I know, sir. Well, through the chair, we'll go back and consider that as part of this implementation process.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Have you a seconder? Councillor
Just a quick question. I know it's not on this, but it's kind of related. Downpatrick, obviously, as you said, was in August that it was brought through for Downpatrick. And also there was a change then of day from Sunday to the Thursday. Just a wee quick query around the how effective that's been and what the uptake's been from moving it from the Sunday to the Thursday, and what has the what's the feedback been from that movement?
I need to go away and look at that. Do you mind if I come back to you directly in terms of any information in relation to that? I suppose one thing I will highlight is current programs that are ongoing through other clubs and groups and stuff like that, and you know, getting a time that that we can allocate to the likes of all different sessions and stuff like that is tough, but we'll certainly look at Councillor Doran's request, and I'll come back to you directly if you don't mind.
Okay, Councillor Ross.
Yeah, it was just on what Sean had said, I was just wondering, did we liaise with any of the autism groups within the area in relation to suitable times or the like of that there?
I suppose there was minimal consultation done with that. I suppose it has come initially down to looking at program times and what can be facilitated initially. But I suppose as a result of, I suppose, getting agreement to implement TAFE such, we'll probably go back and probably do a wider consultation now that we've got approval to implement them.
Because it was just something to find it is a really positive story for the council, and I just think we need to be mindful and careful how we manage it, because it could turn negative very quickly. So if that was, I know there is a number of groups within the area that are, you know, they represent quite a wide range of children across the district. How do we even engage with them?
Yeah.
Look further at the engagement.
I just need a proposal and second to them, just to approve that. Proposed Commissioner McGuire, second. Commissioner Ryan. Thank you. And thanks, Paul. Item number 8 then is the cars allowance eligibility for concessions charges. Paul again.
Thank you, Chair. Members will call a notice of motion brought to AHC committee in 2019 as outlined in the report. It was previously brought to this committee in October from memory in relation to implementation on the 1st of April, and it was subsequently then raised at full council to come look come back and look at immediate implementation, and I suppose there were queries in relation to the cost of implementation that officers were due to go have a look at. For us, it's very hard to put an actual cost because we don't harness information in terms of what current members may be eligible, if you like, for the concession for the new carers allowance, or likewise to anticipate what uptake there might be as a result of implementing a new concession allowance. And so the proposal has been to implement it on the 1st of April because of the potential, I suppose, impact on potential income and rates, and there'll be a rate impact on it. So I suppose the report reflects that at this stage.
Okay. I actually raised this at full council last 2 weeks ago. So, you know, if people are in agreement, I think we should go ahead with it sooner than April, because it doesn't seem to be any major cost outlined there. You know, when we look at other things that we've discussed this evening, you know, I think that it's probably going to break even in terms of the uptake and maybe existing membership. That'd be fair to say. If I made that proposal, could and then review it, yeah, and see.
Yeah, essentially, it's up to committee to make the proposal.
Can I make that proposal if we have a seconder? Okay.
Sorry, Chair. Just one thing I will hold. There will be a wee bit of a lag time.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think
we'll try to get it implemented sooner rather than later. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Andrew.
Thanks very much, Chair, and for your indulgence. I'm not a member of the committee, but I understand. Well, thank you very much. But I do welcome the paper. And I do welcome the efforts that you made to try to bring it in as soon as possible. I know it's something I've worked hard on for Kerrig over this past couple of years, and it's good to see that it's going to become reality. So I'd like to thank everybody concerned for supporting it all along, and I think it's a win-win for the Kerrs. You know, they provide such a valuable service for next to nothing cause, but they're saving the government a fortune. But you're welcomed. Thank you.
Thank you. Andy.
Chair, yes, I thank you. I was going to clarify with you until all rights came on that you did actually raise this to full council, but I think we are well proposed and seconded by now. But if it wasn't, I'd be happy to support, and glad it's come to this. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Nelly. Councillor Walker.
So just the same, say that I would also be supporting it, and the officer there has said in relation to a lead in time. I have to be mindful here. What time period is that? Could I maybe make a suggestion that this starts on the start of January, the start of the new year? That's giving you a 6-week lead-in time. So it is in relation to it. And hopefully you can get whatever work needs to be done before that. You can have that in place. I say the first, second, third of January, whatever the first Monday in January is.
Okay. Councillor Traynor.
Yeah, sure. No, happy to support this. Obviously, it's been said tonight. You know, it's not actually been able to highlight adverse negative budget implication. And obviously, there's a period there that we're saying that we're going to be able to review this then. The one thing, and I think Billy's just touched on it there now, is the lead-in period. And what would officers be anticipating then being the lead-in period? There's obviously a point there that they said about agreeing eligibility and documentation. I suppose how long is it going to take for that to be agreed? How are we going to be storing this? I know this is an diminution of it, but I'm just wondering, you know, how quickly can this process be for people? So if someone is going to come up to one of our leisure centres and they're going to apply for a concession again, how long will it take to process for those people? Because, you know, we've had issues prior with some of our wellness programmes where there have been issues in processing applications for people. So just wanted to make sure that we're trying to head off these issues before we actually run into them.
So, Chair, I think the suggested implementation period of the 1st of January 2020 is reasonable. I think officers can adhere to that in terms of lead-in. I suppose just in terms of clarification that for us, it's about, I suppose, updating our staff on what the concession criteria is and proof of eligibility. I suppose we have consulted with the likes of the Benefits Department and stuff like that, and they issue a letter of eligibility in terms of the likes of carers. And so we'll be asked, anyone coming to any of our facilities that would like to take up the concession, they'll be required to produce that letter. And it's, I suppose it's up to them to be able to go get the letter, and when they produce that, that's when they'll be eligible. So 1st of January for us is reasonable in terms of the Benefits Department, in terms of getting their letters. I suppose that'll be something for them.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Item number 9 then is the support request from Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful for Eco Schools programme for 2020-21, and that's Owen. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. It is the annual request we get from Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful for administering the Eco Schools programme. It's very well supported across this area, so there are 137 schools are all registered, but there's still work to do with several. So it's a contribution of £1,700 for the year, and it's obviously subject to the rates process, but it is within the estimates. So.
Yeah, no, I was just going to make the point. The school that I teach in is a proud recipient of the Green Flag, and I suppose no matter what the council puts in, let it be in match infinite times over in schools, and the investment that schools put in, let both in monetary terms and in what good example it teaches the children to make their school environmentally and eco friendly, and that is immense. So happy to propose.
Suppose similar to what Paris said, I serve a number of board of governors locally, and I know the schools that I'm on, they are in receipt of this, and certainly it's a great, you know, something that people really enjoy participating in. So, you know, I think it's good that we are going to continue to offer that support.
Okay, thank you. Item number 10 then is the request for support of the Live Here Love Here initiative.
Thanks, Chair. Again, this is a separate fund stream that Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful run for the last since the creation of the new council. We've supported the Live Here, Love Here initiative, so there's an allocation of £26,000 each year, half of which goes for the media campaign across Northern Ireland, and the other half is given back to this area in grants. So there's £13,000 comes back to this area in grants. So it's, again, it's subject to the rates process, but the amount has been in the estimates for the last number of years.
Okay, thank you. Just need a proposal and seconder. Oh, sorry, Councillor Turner, I didn't say that. I
don't know. Just supposed to say that Live Here, Love Here, we've all seen the impact that it's had in our communities. It's great to encourage civic pride, so it's very worthy to support it. And I suppose Mickey's already proposed that. I'm happy to second as well.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay. Item number 11 then is the Sustainability and Climate Change Forum report.
Thanks, Chair. Part of this report then is for noting the report on the action list, and there's also to agree a proposed change to the terms of reference. You'll see in the action sheet there was item 4 of the terms of reference was a very general energy statement about energy, and there's a request that we amend that item 4 of the terms of reference to overseeing Council's energy efficiency and renewable energy programme towards an internal net zero carbon target. You just need committee approval to change the terms of reference in that regard.
Yeah. Opposed, Councillor Gowan. Second, Councillor Gibbons. Okay, thank you. Item number 12 then is the mid-year assessment of the Directorate Business Plan for 2019-20. Michael.
Okay, thank you, Chair. That's me. Yeah, so this is the mid-year assessment. It's done with the little smiley faces, which hopefully, if they're all smiling, tell you everything's going well. If they're frowning, tell you it's not going so well. And if they're really sad, it's not going well at all. So you'll be glad to hear that most of these are green and quite happy. The only issue we have, which is red and unhappy, is the Pilot Energy Advice Service that will not be proceeding due to the officers now working with an SLA on ABC Council, with ABC Council on the Affordable Warrant Scheme. So because we now have officers working on that with ABC, they don't have time to be spending on this energy advice service, but we'll maybe look at that in future years. Other than that, everything is on target and looking pretty good. But I'm happy to take any questions.
Move proposer and seconder. Opposed, Councillor McGuire. Second, Councillor Gibbons. Thank you. Item number 13 then is the P4 local action plan. Janine? For noting, sorry, yes, so the next. I'll take those items together then. Item number 13, 14, 15, 16. They're all for noting if there's any matters rising. Okay, then item number 17 then. The next three items plus the two items from the action sheet that will be restricted. So I'll just read out the statement. So these items are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act of Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to item 3 and the public may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. So just ask that there. I need a proposal and second to go into committee. Opposed, second, sure. Okay.
We'll do the two reports first. Take
yeah,
it back to the action sheet.
Okay, so when the committee came out of closed session, the following was agreed. Item 17 regarding Ballyhole and Community Centre Boardout was agreed to note the officer's report. Item number 18 regarding Southern Regional College 10-year lease agreement, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murray, seconded by Councillor Dorn, to approve entering into a 10-year licence agreement with the Southern Regional College, enabling continual hire of Newry Leisure Centre and storage provision. Items held in committee from previous action sheets were also discussed, firstly regarding Mullaban Community Centre. Officer updated members with the current position with regard to Mullaban Community Centre. And regarding number 16, the square with Strever, the officer updated members with the current position with regard to 16, the square with Strever. And it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, to investigate the possibility of rural development funding for this scheme. Thank you, councillors. Faithful.